Okay. On Sefer Shoftim in Perek Tet, we're going to pick up from Chafet. We've read some of these Pesukim already, but we'll go back just to get a sense of what's going on. Just a little background for those who haven't been with us recently. Gidon was very successful as the leader. Hashem, you know, handed Midian into his hands. They defeated them miraculously, and everything was good. And then Gidon died, and then Bnei Yisrael began to sin again. But even at the time that Gidon died, there was nobody, it wasn't clear who would take over. He had 70 sons, 71. And Abimelech, who was a son of Gidon through a Pelegis, through a concubine, seized power. He hired mercenaries. He had all of his 70 brothers killed, 69 out of 70 actually. And then the last remaining brother got up and he basically cursed Abimelech that the people are going to turn on him, the people who had chosen him. And that's what we saw, or that's what we're going to see now, where that occurs. Abimelech is currently the leader. He was anointed by the people of Shechem. But if we look at Pasuk Chafez, verse 22, it says, Vayasar Abimelech al Yisrael shalosh shanim. And Abimelech ruled over Israel for 3 years. So even though it was originally the people of Shechem that chose him, Pasuk is describing that he actually ended up ruling over all of Israel. Vayishlach Elohim ruach ra b'ing Abimelech v'ing ba'alei Shechem. And Hashem sent a spirit of evil or a bad spirit between them, meaning a contention between the people of Shem and Abimelech. Vayivzigu v'alei Shem v'Abimelech, and they rebelled against Abimelech. Why did Hashem do this? Because of the violence that he had carried out against the 70 children of Yerubal, which is Gidon, the Damam, and because of their blood, to place it upon Abimelech, their brother who killed them, the Abale Shem, and on the people of Shem as well, to punish them, because they strengthened his hand. They gave Abimelech the power to Laharogas Echav to kill his brother. So Hashem created this contention, this hate between them, and they wanted to kill him. So they placed ambushers in the mountains to try to catch Abimelech. But because they were kind of isolated up there without supplies, they ended up robbing any passersby. And as a result, Abimelech heard what they were doing, and he stayed away. Chaf Vav, 26. Vayavo Gaal ben Eved ve'echav. And Gaal ben Eved, who Rashi describes as someone from a different nation, he came with his brothers. Vayavru b'Shem, they passed through Shem. Vayivtachu vo ba'alei Shem. And the people of Shem trusted in this man Gaal to be their leader. Maybe he was a ferocious warrior, but they chose him to lead them. And they went out to the field, something that they had not been able to do since they began rebelling against Abimelech. They were afraid to leave the city. They were fortified in the city, but they wouldn't leave. But now he was the son of someone named Eved. As that's the pashup shayla. Not that he was someone's servant.
He was a Jewish guy, right?
It's not clear. Rashi just says he was from a different nation. Why they would choose him if he wasn't Jewish is maybe it's from a different language. I don't know. Yeah, no, other people want to explain. Maybe he was the son of a slave. It's not clear. But Rashi just says he was from a different nation. What happened? They went out to the field, and they harvested their vineyards, and they trampled the grapes, and they made celebrations, and they came to the house of their gods, because they were idol worshippers, and they ate and they drank, and they cursed Abimelech.
These are the people from Shechem.
Yes.
Shem were Jewish people too?
Yes.
But they'd fallen into idol worship.
Exactly. As had many others.
Right.
Vayomer Gaal ben Eved. And Gaal ben Eved said to them, Mi Avimelech, who is this guy, Avimelech? Umi Shem, and who are we, Kin Avdenu, that we should, that you, the people of Shem, should be serving him? Hello, then Yerubal, he's just the son of Yerubal. Yerubal, Gidon, you know, maybe he deserved to be served, but this Avimelech, he's just his son. What does he deserve? Zvul Pekido, and the person named Zvul, who he has appointed on the city, why should we serve him? Right, Avimelech wasn't based in Shem. He had appointed someone named Zvul over the city. Ivdu Asan Shechamar Avi Shem. If you think you should serve the son of someone who, you know, accomplished great things, so why, or was the leader, so why don't we serve the people of the children of Hamor? Hamor being from the time of Yaakov, we have Shem ben Hamor, right, described as the king of the city of Shem. So once we're serving,
then why staff?
Yeah, but he just means, whether they are or they're not, he just means like, yeah, exactly. He's just saying, you know, then we should serve their descendants. Madua na'avdenu, why should we serve, Madua na'avdenu anachno, why should we serve this Avimelech fellow? Chas tes, yiting es ha'am azeh biyadi. Who will give this nation over into my hand, Ve'asiras Avimelech, if you do, I will remove Avimelech. Vayomer Avimelech, and he said to Avimelech, Rabet Tra'acha Vatea, gather your army and come out. As in, he either told people to tell Avimelech, or he told Zebul to tell Avimelech. Right, he sent out this challenge that Avimelech should meet him in battle. We'll rally our troops, he should rally his troops, we should have an open battle against Avimelech. Vayishma Zevul Sar Ha'ir Es Divrei Gaal Ben Oved Vayichar Apo. And Zevul, the leader of the city, right, this person has been appointed, he heard what Gaal was saying, Vayichar Apo, and he became very angry. I want to pause for a second. Just discuss, go back a little bit, and discuss one point, which is that we said here that the first verse that we read today, verse 22, it says, "Vayaseh Avimelech al Yisrael shalosh shanim," and Avimelech ruled over all of Israel for 3 years. So it sounds like he, you know, somehow, even though Shem had appointed him, but now he was ruling over the entire people. This also is apparent because he didn't live in Shem, right? As we mentioned, he had appointed this fellow Zvul to lead the city, so he was elsewhere, you know, that, well, I guess that wasn't his capital, even though they were the people who put him in power, but he didn't live there, so apparently he had power elsewhere as well. Now,
in Yerushalayim at the time?
I doubt it. No, he wasn't living in Yerushalayim. We're going to see where he was living. It was a different state that you've never heard of. But the question then is that in Pasuk Chafches in 28, so Gaal says, you know, who's Avimelech and who's Shem that we should serve him? Right? As if, like, it's only Shem who should rebel. It's only Shem who's serving him. Why is he speaking specifically to Shem about this, you know, that why should we serve him? Really, it's relevant to everyone. Now, it's not such a strong question. He happens to be in Shem. But I, you know, we'll leave it.
Was it, he just happened to come into Shem from outside?
It was a incident. A God-sent incident, right?
Okay.
And Hashem is arranging, we've seen a couple of examples, I pointed them out last week already, but of how Hashem is arranging things that there will be a big civil war, and the curse that the remaining son of Edom, Yosam, his name was, that his curse should come to fruition. So things are falling into place, right? So one of them is that they just take this random stranger as their leader. So the Rinas Yitzchak, right, that even though he was the king of all of Israel, it was only Shechem that chose him as their king. And so that's called like a melech, a ruler. Right? We say, Ki Hashem ha-melucha u-moshel bagayim. Hashem has the kingship, but he's moshel bagayim. Moshel means like they don't choose him, he just rules over them. So the same thing here, that they were mamluk, they chose him as the king, but everyone else, Shem had chosen him as the king, but everyone else had not actually chosen him. And that's what the pasuk says in Chof Beis, by Yosha Abimelech HaYisrael, and he ruled over Israel. He wasn't chosen by them, he enforced his rule upon them. Shem actually chose him, but everyone else, he forced his rulership upon them. Now, the Abarbanel writes that whether you're a shofet or you're a melech, there's a concept of morid b'malchut. That if somebody rebels against the king, then he's chayav misa. The king is allowed to have him killed. The same is true for a shofet. Now, that will only be true, he says, the Rinas Yitzchak, for the people of Shechem. Because it's only true that we have this concept of morid b'malchut, rebelling against the king, if they chose that person as their king, or as their shofet. But if he forced his rule upon them, so then there's no concept of morid b'malchut. If they rebel, then they're not actually chayav misa. That's what the Radvaz writes in his commentary on the Rambam. The Rambam writes, the Rambam writes that anybody who rebels against the king is allowed to kill him. The Radvaz writes, when we say that you have the right, there's a concept of morid b'malchus, that's only if he was appointed either by a Navi, or all of Israel agreed to have him be king. But if a guy gets up and he takes control of Israel through strength, he forces his rule upon them, there's no obligation to listen to him. And one who rebels is not called a morid b'malchus, not called rebelling. So with the rest of Israel, he didn't have the status of being their king or being their shofet. And therefore, they had no obligation to listen to him. And if they would have rebelled, they wouldn't have had a chiyuv of misa on their head. However, and that's also why it doesn't say Vayishbot es Yisrael, it just says Vayasar, and he ruled over them. Because he forced his rule upon them. Okay. They didn't agree. But that's why it's specifically a rebellion for Shem to rebel against them. That's why Gal says to them, Mishchem Tina Avdenu, that we should serve him. We're the ones who chose to serve him. You're the ones who chose to serve him. And you should rebel. And that will create the situation here where they will actually be Chayav Misa, and Abimelech will have the right to kill them. They anointed him as a king. He will have the right to kill them as a result. As opposed to everyone else in the country, he wouldn't necessarily, even if they were to rebel, that wouldn't give him the right to have them killed.
Yeah, a situation where both things could happen and happen.
Good. So let's pick up again in the story. So we're in Pasuk Lamed Aleph now. Zvul hears that Gaal has sent out this challenge to Abimelech. Vayishlach malachin al Abimelech b'sarma lemar. And he sent messengers to Abimelech in the Tarma saying. So this word Tarma, what's Tarma? So some understand it to mean just in secret. He sent messengers in secret, like b'mirma, The Mirmot, it translates as the Seser sometimes, and trickery, but here it can mean like in secret. And he sent messengers in secret. That's Rashi and others. Others say it refers to the city. We're going to see a number of psukim that the city that Avimelech dwelled in was called Aruma. And Harma could be understood to refer to the same place. What does the messenger say? Hinei Gaal ben Eva ve'echa ba'im Shema. Behold, Gaal and his brothers have come to Shem. V'hinam tzarim esal ir alecha. And they are... hard word to translate. They're besieging the city upon you. Meaning, in this case, that they are not going. They are not allowing you inside. It's like a anti-siege. Like they won't let you in to the city of Shem.
Well, they actually are holding siege on the city because you know they're controlling it.
Right. Siege is usually from the outside. The word tsar often refers to a normal siege where you're outside the city and you lay siege to the city, you don't let anyone out. Here, it refers to that they wouldn't let Abimelech in. Others understood. The Malbim says, no, it was actually referring to that they are going to come and besiege your city tomorrow. That they're going to come and besiege you. So I give you advice, he says. Lamed Beis 32, Ve'ata, now, Kum Laila, get up in the night. Ata, Ve'ha'am Asher Yitach, you and the nation that is with you, the Erev Vashadeh, and prepare an ambush in the field. The Hayav Aboker is Roach HaShemesh, and it will be in the morning when the sun shines. Tashkim, you should wake up, Ufashatza La'ir, and you should attack the city. V'nehu V'ha'am Asher Yito Yotzi Melecha, and he and the nation that's with him, they're going to come out to you. And you will do him, kashir tinta yadecha, whatever you are able to. So Gaal gives Avimelech some advice. They're going to leave their city and come and fight you. So you should prepare in advance, Avimelech. Go out to the field, lay an ambush, and when they come out, then, first of all, the city will be unprotected, unfortified, and you should come around behind them and take the city. Yeah, this is Zebul, who's on his side. Zebul was Avimelech's appointee over the city. He heard of Gaal's plan, and he's advising Avimelech, you should prepare an ambush. And what you should do, is the way the Malbim explains it, wait in the field. When they leave the city, you should send some of your people to attack the city, and the rest of you should ambush the army of Gaal in the field.
Okay.
What happened, though? Lamed Dalet. Hayakam Avimelech v'cholam asher imo laila. And Avimelech and the nation that was with him, they got up in the night, as advised, the Yerubu Ashem, and they made a ambush, they prepared an ambush against Shem, Arbar Rashim, and they divided up into four groups. Some would attack the city, some would attack the army that came out. Lamed Hei Vayitzei Gaal Ben Eved. And Kachava, that's how it happened. Gaal Ben Eved went out of the city, but then something happened that wasn't going to work with the whole plan. Vayamot Pesach Shar Ha'ir. And he stood at the gate of the city. He didn't come straight out. He didn't just march right out. He waited by the gate of the city. Maybe he anticipated something. The Malbim says that it wasn't a planned stop. It was just he had to arrange his troops. There's more room out, you know, outside the city. You walk out, and then you arrange yourself, and then you go out to battle. Sure. This is right. Hashem is arranging everything for everyone to fall in the end.
Where was Avimelech coming from?
I don't know how far, or is the city called Aruma? That's all I know. It couldn't have been so far, because, you know, he was there in one night. Right.
What's the name of the city?
Aruma. Let me know if you find it.
Wait. Shem is how far from Yerushalayim?
It's south of Yerushalayim. Not far, I believe. I'm not 100% sure, but...
It's got to be down here somewhere. Here's your Mishalayim, right there. Okay. Hem is somewhere down here.
Not necessarily collecting
them.
Right. Okay, don't worry about it. It wasn't far. Because he got there, and he got the message, and got his troops arranged, and got there in one night.
Right. Okay.
So. Pasuk Lamed Vav. Sorry, still in the Lamed Hey. Vayakam Avimelech v'ham asher yitol min ha'marav. And Avimelech and the nation with him jumped the gun, right? And they got out of their ambush, and they started to descend.
Right?
Yeah. Lamed Vav, Vayagal Esa'am. And Ga'al saw the nation. Vayomer Zvul, he said to Zvul, Hinei Am Yared. There's a nation of people coming down. Meirashi Aharim, from atop the mountain. Vayomer Elav Zvul, and Zvul said to him, Estel Aharim Atarela Kanashim. Ah, you just see, it's just the shade of the mountain. It looks like people, but it's not anyone. It's just the shade. By Yosef Od Gaal Adaber, but Gaal continued to speak. By Yomer, he said, "Hinei Am Yarden, there's a nation coming down. Ma'im Tabor Haaretz, from the high point of the land. The Rosh Echad Ba Miderech Elon Me'onanim, and there's another band coming from Elon Me'onanim, the plains of Me'onanim. By Yomer Elav Zvul, and Zvul said to him, Aye, Efo Ficha." Asher Tomar Mi Avimelech Dina Abdenu. So there's a little background needed here. Gaal was about to turn around and go back into the city.
Right.
But there's someone attacking, we should retreat back into the fortified city. So Zvul has to stop him from doing that. So he says, where's your mouth? Where are your words? Asher Tomar, you said, Mi Avimelech Dina Abdenu, who is Avimelech that we should serve him? This is the nation that you disgraced, that you spoke disgustingly about, that you insulted. Say no, Atta, go out now, Bivokimbo, and fight them. Why are you retreating? This was, you know, you're all talk. You said, you know, we shouldn't serve him, we should fight him. So where's, you know, where, put your money where your mouth is.
Okay.
Malbim explained, he was telling him, first of all, if you return, it's disgraceful. It's embarrassing. You know, after what you said, how are you going to defeat him if you don't actually fight him? Right? You said you're going to fight him, so fight him. And secondly, as you said, they're nothing, you disgrace them, so what are you so worried about? Take them on. Vayetze Gaal lifnei Baalei Shechem. So that's what happened. He took his word, he took the bait, and he went out in front of the people of Shechem. Vayilochem b'Avimelech, and he fought Avimelech. Pasuk Mem, vayirdefeyu Avimelech. And Avimelech chased him. Vayonos mipanav, and he fled. Gaal fled from before him. Vayiplu chavolem rabim atesach asher. So they chased them all the way back to the gate of the city, and many corpses fell on the way. Many were killed during the retreat, and the people of Shechem took a great hit in this. Ayeshev Avinelech Aruma, Avinelech settled back in his city in Aruma. And Zevul had Gaal and his brothers, these visiting leaders, he had them expelled from Shechem. How did he manage that? I thought all the people of Shechem were back to Gaal, not Avimelech. The Parshim say either that. Yeah. So
they saw the battle. They saw what was going on. People were very weak, apparently. And they see this attack by Avimelech, and Zvul is supporting him, And so his troops plus Abimelech's troops were overwhelming Gaal.
Yeah, so either, right, there were. It could be that there was already a backing still in Shechem, that not everybody actually was rebelling against Abimelech, so it could be that those were the people who came to Abimelech's side now, came to Zebul's side now, that's from the Farshim, and Rabag had very simply also that he got up and he said, look what happened, look who caused all this, it's his fault. No, he pointed the finger at Gaal, and the people ran him out of town. They found a scapegoat, and they ran him out of town.
Right. So they took their anger out on Gaal.
Exactly. Vayimi Machara, and it was the next day. Vayetze Ha'am Asad, and the nation, the people, went out to the field. Vayagidu Abimelech, and Abimelech was told of this by his people. His own people told him that the people of Shechem had now once again left their city and gone out to the field.
Well, this is Gaal's people, right?
This is just the people of Shechem. I don't know if they thought that it was over or they thought they were safe for some reason. But as we're going to see, it's not over. And they
so
made the mistake
rebelling.
Of leaving the city.
It's still rebelling against Abimelech.
Or at least Abimelech thinks they are.
Okay.
Because he's about to attack them. Vayikach esa'am, and he took the nation, vayechatim with shlosha rashim, and he divided them up into three bands of men, vayero basade, and again he waited in ambush in the field, vayar, and he saw, v'nei ha'am yotzim in ha'ir, and the nation was coming out of the city, vayakam aleihem, and he got up against them, vayakim, and he struck them. Vavimelech v'harashim asher imo, and Abimelech, and the troops that were with him, Pashtu, they spread out, Vayamdu Pesach Sharair, and they stood by the gate. Now they were at the gate, basically stopping anyone from retreating back into the city. Ushnei Arashim Pashtu, Alko Asher Basadeh Vayakum, and the other two bands, so there were, he had divided up into three bands. One of them, led by Abimelech, went to the city, even though the verse says, Avinach V'harashim Asher Imo Pashtu, says plural, there were only three altogether, and two of them, the verse says at the end, went out to the field, so there could only be one left that went to the gate. Yet it says Rashim, but it says plural because that was the strongest group. That was Abimelech with his strongest warriors. They went straight to the gate to cut off any escape, and the other two bands went to the field, and they attacked the people in the field. Abimelech milcham ba'ir, and Abimelech attacked the city. Kol ha'yomahu, that whole day, ba'yilko des ha'ir, and he captured the city. V'esam asher ba'harag, and the people inside he killed. Again, remember, they were morid z'malchus. They had rebelled, and therefore were chayiv misa. Ba'yito des ha'ir, and he destroyed the city. Ba'yizra'eha melech, not only did he destroy the city, but he then spread salt over it so that nothing could grow there.
Huh.
Rub salt on their wounds.
Okay.
So it sounds like. Yeah, so somebody I saw asked that, how can he have killed everyone if there were some who supported him? I don't remember who asked it, and I don't remember what the answer was. Or if it was just used as a proof that there were no supporters. Right, so I don't think he attacked Zebul, but right, well, if we go with the answer that it's not that they liked Abimelech, they just ran Gaal out of town because they blamed their troubles on him, then
their convictions to anybody at this point were just fluid.
Yeah.
They really didn't know who to believe in.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It's a good question. How could he just kill everyone?
That's what Avi Melek had in mind, right?
Yeah, that's what he did here.
All the ones that rebelled against him?
Well, everyone in the city. He burned the city to the ground. So he killed everyone.
Wow.
And then he burned the city to the ground. Let me just see quickly if he had a question here.
Is Shem still standing as a city today?
I mean, there is a city called an Arab city, Shem, nowadays.
It's an Arab city? Wait, it's an Arab city?
Yeah.
Okay.
The green line.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
I've seen sun.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
True, when I was driving in three, I think I saw that.
Pasuk mem vav vayishmuko bale migdal shem, and the people of Migdal Shem heard about this. So these people seem to have not been in the city at the time that the city of Shem got destroyed. Vayavo el tria beis el brit. The Mepharshim just seems to say, no, they were from Shem, but they weren't there at the time. And they heard about this. They were the leaders. They were the Baalei Migdal Shem. And they came to Triach Beis El Brit. What's Triach Beis El Brit? So, Rashi says it was a forest surrounded by trees. I mean, surrounded by wooden barriers that's made from branches, and they sought protection there. And other Mepharshim just say it was a tower. Triach means a tower. And Beis El Brit either refers to that it was from their Avodah Zarah, which we've referred to in the past as the Baal Brit, was their Avodah Zarah, and that may be what it refers to. It was some Beis Avodah Zarah, a house of idol worship. Or it was in the city of Beis El, and they came to make a bris, to make a covenant with the people, to seek protection from them.
These are the people who survived the attack? And
right. They were not in Shem at the time of the attack on Shem, but they were from Shem. They realized there's nothing to go back to, and that Abimelech will probably try to hunt them down. So they went to seek refuge in this place, Tria, this tower in Beis El, where they sought refuge. Now, we're going to see in a few psukim from now that there was another city with another tower, which is where Abimelech is actually going to meet his death. And that was seen, we'll see in the context of psukim, to be a much stronger tower. And yet they went to Tria, to Beis El, they went to this other tower. And again, the Malbim says this was again Hashem just arranging events that everybody could get, you know, what they deserve, because they really could have gone to the fortified tower and survived. But instead they chose this tower, which was wood and was burned down, and it was a bad decision on their part, but Hashem kind of guided it.
What was their, I guess, big sin? Was it that they revolted, or that they were using Avodah Zarah? Like, why do they all deserve to die?
Mainly because they appointed Abimelech and empowered him to kill his 70 brothers.
Right.
They basically gave him the money that he needed to hire the people to kill his brothers.
Bad move.
So as in, like, the fact that they, I guess, both, the fact that they chose him as the ruler.
Right, they were involved in this coup, in this takeover.
Hmm.
And it wasn't the right thing to do. They had no right to do it. That's, I think, the main...
They deserve that he turned against them, basically. Or they turned against him, and then
right, Hashem turned them against each other.
Well.
Oh,
boy. Pasuk mem zayin, vayugad l'Avimelech, yishkabzu kobali migdal shem. And Avimelech was told that the people of Migdal Shem had gathered together in this place. Vayal Avimelech har Tzalmon. And Avimelech went up to Mount Tzalmon, huvechol amashayto, him and the nation with him. Vayikach Avimelech has akardumos yado, and they brought axes. He brought an axe. Vayichros sochas etzim, and he cut down a branch of a tree. By Yisrael, and he raised it up. By Yosem al Sichmo, and he placed it on his shoulder. By Yomer al Amashri Imo, and he said to the nation that was with him, Mari Isem Asisi, Maharu Asuchamoni. That which you've seen me do, quickly do as I do. Cut down a branch and pick it up and carry it. And so his whole band of people, each one cut down a branch. And they went after Avimelech. And they placed it by the tower, or according to Rashi, by the forest fortress. And they lit it on fire. And so all of the people of the tower, of the Migdal Sfem, died, Ke'elef Ish V'Isha, 1,000 men and women. Gruesome. Vayelech Avimelech al Tevet, and Avimelech turned his attention to another city, and he went to Tevet, Ayichan B'Tevet Vayilkada, and he camped there, and he conquered it, or he attacked it. Umigdal Oz Haya Bisol Chayir. And this was the tower I was referring to before. The strong tower, Migdal Oz, was in the city. Vayanusu Shama Kola Anashim V'Hanashim. And all the men and women fled to this strong tower that they had in their city. The Chobale Chayir and all the leaders of the city all went to this place. By Yiskiru Ba'adam, and they shut it up behind them. By Yalu Al Gaga Migdal, and they went up to the roof of the tower. I'm not sure. It's not clear to me. Yeah.
They were back in the hotel?
It's not clear. I don't think the Mepharshim really explained it.
What it was made of, maybe?
Why he's attacking this other city now. If they were also something to do with them.
At this point, he was trying to take power.
Yeah, I mean, it could be, he already had power, but he was on a rampage.
He wanted
sure. Maybe he thought that they were somehow involved.
He wanted to make sure it was his, I guess.
Not so clear. Vayavo Avimelech ad Hamigdal, and Avimelech came to the tower. Vayilachem bo, and he attacked it. Vayigash ad Pesach Hamigdal with Sarfa Ba'esh, and he came all the way up to the entrance of the tower in order to burn it down. Vatazlech isha achas Pelach Rechev al Rosh Avimelech, and a woman from the tower threw the upper piece of a millstone on Avimelech's head, that turret es gulgalto, and he crushed his skull. So a woman dropped a large stone, a millstone, on his head and crushed his skull. Vayikra Mehera El Hanar no Seichelov, and Avimelech quickly called to the lad who was bearing his arms, his weapons. Vayomer, he said to him, Slov Karbuchol Moses Dani, draw your sword and kill me. Pen Yomruvi, lest they say to me or about me, Isha Haragasu, a woman killed him. Vayitireyu Naru Vayomos, and the Nar, listen, he stabbed him, and he died. Yeah, he crushed skull. He was laying there dying. He didn't want people to say that a woman had killed him, so he had his lad kill him.
He would have thought that it's
like
weak
and
finally
yeah.
has to be killed by a woman.
Yeah. So
this is
why he's worried
about the assembly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The Mepharshim say here that lest they say about me that I was killed. Others say lest they tell me right now. He was worried more about the moment now. After his death, not a big deal, but he's going to experience embarrassment now. People are going to come over to him and be like, while he's still dying, you were killed by a woman. That was what he couldn't bear. That's what the Siddha said. Vayiru Ishitral Kimeis Avimelech, and the people of Israel saw that Avimelech had died. Vayilchu Ishman Komo, and that just ended the whole thing. Everybody returned to their places. Vayasev Elo Kim Eisras Avimelech. And in conclusion, the Navi says, and Hashem had returned, had repaid the evil of Avimelech, Asher Asa Le'aviv, that he had done to his father, Laharog Eshivim Echav, to kill his 70 brothers, the Eish Koras Anche Shem, and all the evil of the people of Shem, Heshed Elohim Berosham, Hashem gave back on their heads, Vatavo Aleim Tilas Yosam Ben Yerubal, and the curse of Yosam came upon them.
Now, the
literally,
what's going to happen in Eretz Israel next?
Yes, literally, it came upon the people of.
Thank you very much.
No problem. It came upon the people of Shem. They got the actual curse, because the curse was that a fire will be emitted from Avimelech and consume them, and that a fire will be emitted from them and consume Avimelech. So the Rinas Yitzchak says, so we only see that the fire consumed the people of Shem. The fire didn't consume Avimelech, so it was really, in a literal sense, only. The curse came upon them, didn't exactly come upon Avimelech, as he had said, although Avimelech got his own. Could be. Now, it's interesting, right? The first time we were introduced to Avimelech, so there were questions, anything to do with Avimelech of the Torah. Avimelech, Melech Gerar, the king of the Plishtim, from the time of Avram. So, the Ramah Mipano says that this Avimelech was a Gilgal of that Avimelech. And he has an amazing piece. He says that Avimelech, the one who kidnapped Sarah, so the Malach tells him he has a dream, and the Malach tells him, right, and Hashem came to him in a dream, by Yomerlon, he said to him, Hincham me, you will die ala Isha asher lakafta, for the woman that you took. You will die for the woman that you took, Sarah. Now, he didn't end up dying from that, because they ended up didn't do anything wrong, right? Says the Ramah Mipano, he still deserved something, and he didn't get it. So Avimelech, the punishment was fulfilled in Avimelech saying Yerubal, and this Avimelech. So, how is that? So he says, it's hinted to in the Pasuk, Hincha mei, you will die al ha'isha, on the woman. As in, by the woman. The pasuk is that Malach is telling him, Avimelech, you will die al ha'isha asher lakafta, because of the woman that you took, because of Sarah. Says the Ramah Mipano, there's a remez here to this woman who threw the millstone, Hincha meis al ha'isha. You will die on the woman, from the woman. Right. Okay, right. In the end, he didn't die from it. That's a different question. But that may also be why he didn't end up getting burned, because he had to die from a woman. I guess he could have burned him, but in order to fulfill this, he had to die from a woman. One more fascinating piece from the Ramah Mipano. There was another Gilgal. Who was a Gilgal of Avimelech? Kiran. Hurdus. Yeah, Hurdus HaMelech, the descendant of slaves of the Chashmonaim. So just like Abimelech's lineage wasn't exactly, you know, his father was a king, but his mother was a king. His father was a shofet. His father was Hidon, but his mother was a Pilegesh, was a concubine. So that Hurdus was a descendant of slaves. Was he actually also a descendant of Chashmonaim? I don't remember exactly. I think he was, but I don't remember for sure. But he seized the power from the Chashmonaim. And just like Avimelech killed his 70 brothers, Hurdus killed all the Talmidei Chachamim, except for one. One was left over. No, well, that was right. So he references that. That's a different point. That wasn't he left over one Talmid Chacham, Bava ben Buta, but so that's like the one son that's left over. Yosam is the one son left over from Gidon. And he says, and Bava ben Buta was a Gilgal of Yosam, of this leftover son of Avimelech, and. And just as a woman killed Avimelech, as we just read, so too it was a little girl from the descendants of the house of the Chashmonaim that, in a way, you know, announced that Hurdus wasn't fit to be king. She was the last remaining descendant of the Hashmonaim, and the Gemara says that she went up to the roof and she yelled out that anybody who says that there is a from Beit Hashmonai, they're really the descendants of Avadim. Right, so I guess Hurdus was not from Hashmonai, he had seized power. So she went up and she said, anybody who says that they're a descendant of Hashmonaim is really a descendant of slaves, and she jumped, and that was the end of the descendants of the Hashmonaim, and that in a way sort of like, not literally killed him, but like showed that he was a descendant of slaves, and so he was punished through a woman as well, and so that's another similarity between Hurdus and Avimelech.